This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
In Amsterdam. My friend, good morning.
Maybe, excuse me, Brad, maybe the last time on air.
Yes, let that be
for
said.
For you and I as friends, there will be many, many, many conversations off air. Brad, What a gift you are, my friend. And goodness, I'm going to miss these Thursday morning chats with you. They've really made the week. So we'll have to set it up in some other way.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm really grateful for these opportunities. I mean, somebody sent a message once and they said, do you realize that you get to call Professor Dion Foster friend? That must be quite something. And I thought, wow, for someone to send a message to actually point that out to me is quite something. So I really do value these moments immensely. What I love is we get to talk about Jesus and our faith and the Word, and we get to speak on the day before Good Friday, which is something you taught me is Maundy Thursday. Before you and I connected, I didn't have the foggiest idea. What's a goed is Maundy Thursday?
Yes, yes. Brad, I want to say at the end just one or two things about you. So I can see in your humility, you bat that away. We're going to come back to that. But yes, let's quickly talk about this. So today is Maundy Thursday. And this has been throughout the history of the Christian faith the last 2,000 years, a very special day in the Christian calendar. It's a day on which the church throughout the world and throughout the ages has remembered the Last Supper and Jesus' washing of his disciples' feet. Can you remember that? Mm-hmm. From John chapter 13? And the word Maundy actually comes from the Latin. So in the early days when they began commemorating the washing of the disciples' feet, the Bible was still written in Latin. So this word Maundy means commandment. It comes from the Latin word mandatum, from which we get the English word mandate. In John chapter 13 verse 34, Jesus actually gives us that mandate, that mandatum. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. So Brad, today throughout the world and even here in Amsterdam, and I know certainly the church that we still participate in Somerset West, our Methodist church there, will be celebrating Maundy Thursday. And it's often a very sort of solemn and sober time because we know that this was the last meal that Jesus shared with his disciples before they went off to the Garden of Gethsemane. And you know, this was really the moment in where they had to get honest with one another. Jesus had to look at the people that he loved and say, one of you here is going to betray me. And that kind of honesty, that authenticity that even is willing to go to the difficult places with beloved people is one of the aspects of Holy Week. Now, there are three things that stand out for me on this Holy Thursday, this Maundy Thursday. All Thursdays are holy, so by the way, but this one is special in Holy Week. The first is it reminds me that the power of Jesus is often revealed in humility and weakness. If we think how often Jesus shows his very best, his lordship, his kingship, in a way which is so counter to the kings of his time. If we think about Herod, who had to have people murdered, who placed, you know, military occupation to try and silence people, Jesus does it in completely a different way. He removes his robe, wraps it around his waist, and bows down to serve. And it shows us that the way of kingship, the truest, most trustworthy people that we can be, if we are to follow in the example of Christ, is to do that with humility. But I think the second thing that strikes me here, Brad, is that the glory of Christ, you know, the fact that he is the creator and sustainer of all existence, of all time, of all history, of everything that has ever existed and will exist, that this glory is shown in love and not in authority or power or grandeur, or a claim, but shown in love. Jesus shows on this weekend that the truest and most beautiful thing that can ever happen is the fulfillment of his love. And then the final thing I think is that it's expressed through a kind of self-giving sacrifice. Jesus shows that the greatest thing that we can do for one another is to say, you know, how do we take up the towel, fill the basin, move from the table all the way to the cross? And I was just thinking for myself, you know, perhaps today for me that means, you know, what can I do amongst my family and friends during this weekend? Not to seek attention, not to stamp authority, not to have my will done, but to say, how can I serve and bless others in the way in which Christ is King? Now, Brad, this is the invitation to our listeners. I really want to say to them, dear friends, continue in the way of Christ, because that is the only way, not only for your salvation, but the way in which Jesus works for the salvation of the world. That is what Maundy Thursday is all about, the mandatum, love one another as I have loved you. Now, I want to say to you, my friend, Brad, this is your final week on Radio Cape Pulpit. And personally, I just want to say thank you. You know, you've been an incredible friend to me over the last years, and your ministry has been such a gift to me and to thousands and thousands of others. And, you know, what really strikes me, I was speaking to Megan about this last night, is there is such a warmth, such a deep faith, such a generosity of spirit, but also an incredible courage. You know, you step out in faith and you show the rest of us what it means to live for Christ. And Brad, for what lies ahead, we just want to bless you. And we want to thank you for being a faithful and blessed example of Christ here at Radio Cape Pulpit, but we want to bless you for what lies ahead. And I was just praying about this morning, and the Lord said to me, Dion, I want you to tell Brad that I go before him. I am there to meet him. And so we want to honor you and thank you, and we wish you every blessing as you move into this next season of your ministry.
Wow, what can a man say to that except thank you for those words and for remembering me even in your prayers, and yeah, for letting God speak to me through you. I value that so much. Thank you for allowing me to dig into scripture in a fresh way and to come in with your intellect and experience and understanding and bring that in and share that with me and with everybody. We love that. Someone often comments and says, when I hear the two of you speak, it sounds like two brothers having a conversation. And I take that to heart this morning. Thank you, brother, that we could chat around the word. And yes, to many more conversations off the air. Be well, be blessed, and for being part of my ministry here at Cape Pulpit. Thanks. Massive thanks to you, Prof. Dion. Thank you.
Brad, bless you. We love you and look forward to seeing great things. Thanks for all you've done. God bless you, my friend.
And bless you. Thank you. And bye-bye. That is theologian and university research chair at the Freie Universiteit.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.